Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
But back to the main attraction, and it was, of course, the Donegal Meath match yesterday. Let's meet the original face of Donegal football. As a player, he won the country or the county's first All-Star. He was Bannisdore for 17 seasons between 1972 and 2003. Five Ulster titles for Donegal and a first All-Ireland, which was 33 years ago. Brian McAniff, good morning to you.
Good morning and very welcome to Bundoran.
Here with your lovely Donegal cap and everything in tow.
Why not? I got that from a very good firm in Donegal Town. I'll just show you the inside. Hannah Hats.
Hannah Hats in Donegal.
World famous.
Yes, a very, very nice hat. You were obviously in Croke Park yesterday.
I was there. I'm still a little hoarse this morning.
Oh, gosh. That's
all in a good cause.
Obviously, it must have been just through the first half because there wasn't much to shout
about.
Yeah,
I brought my granddaughter, who's quite heavily pregnant with her. She insisted that she go. So I mind her as well as everything else, but she was very good.
And you would have gone to Croke Park normally on Saturday for the other semi-final, but you were busy.
I had a granddaughter under 12 playing football, and she's quite a good one. She scored 8 there of the 12 points in the previous match, so I had to go up and support her as well.
You went to the important game.
Yes, for
that's
a change.
For sure. In between all of that success, yourself and your wife, you reared 10 children, and there are 20 grandchildren.
That's correct, and 8 great-grandchildren.
Nice, neat numbers. And of course, in between running one of the most best-known hotel chains in the country as well, McAniff Hotels. I read you had some health issues very recently. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, I would have had stents put in as a precaution back in the 20 years ago or so. But I took a heart attack 4 years ago. Luckily enough, it was a mild heart attack. So they brought me down to Derry Hospital. They took very good care and put another stent in. So I'm up and at it.
So it hasn't knocked you down at
no,
all?
No, no, no.
You're out of the hotel game now, I presume?
I'm retired. I have a big family and they're well fit to do the job now. But I miss it.
Do you miss it?
Oh, I miss the work. I miss the day-to-day operation. But I go down to the hotel. I live at the back of the hotel. People laugh and I tell them I actually live in the car park at the back of the Hollywood. So I wander in and out by the brother's breakfast.
That's in the middle of Bundoran.
Right in the centre.
The Great Northern,
the home
here,
hotel, yeah.
But out around the golf course.
But the heart's in the Hollywood.
Is it? That's the heart?
Oh, yeah.
And so you like to stroll through there and see how business is?
Oh, yes. And I go around tables. I talk to people. That's as good as it gets. That's all they allow me.
Now, it's absolutely hopping this weekend. Is that to do with the Northerners coming for the start of the 12th fortnight, the good weather, Donegal playing? What was the...
Well, it would have been the 12th week, which is a big time for us here in Donegal. God bless the North of Ireland people. And my mother said they put her on her feet when she started in business. But they're great tourists, the North of Ireland people. They're good fun and they spend a few bob as well.
They nearly exclusively go to Donegal, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's right
the
on
whole county.
They're right on their doorstep. Why not?
There's good roads down south too, the rest of the south.
I know that. We're working on the south of Ireland people, you know. But it's even though I'm married to a Cork woman, they think it's an awful long journey. But it's not that long. The roads are much better now. And we're hoping to get more tourists down from up here from the south of Ireland and build up the business.
Is this a good season at the minute?
Not great.
Is that right?
You know, people having money in their pockets like they used to have. So consequently, you suffer. And it's sad to see it that way. But we'll rebound all right.
It's all over. I've heard the same in West Cork only a month ago. The numbers are down.
Well, the people,
tourism.
People are, the cost of living is too high in the country. That's what's causing the problem.
But people are nervous, maybe, and withholding spending in uncertain times.
Well, can you blame them? If they have a bit of savings, they'll be very careful how they spend it.
You've seen every kind of season. Do you mind if I ask what age you are?
I'm 82 and a half.
82 and a half.
So I'll be very specific.
And I see you wearing a Pioneers badge. This is why you look so fresh and well, isn't it?
Well, I would have played football. And I'm looking out at this car park here. That's where I learned my football, just out in that football. And I suppose the fact I didn't drink either.
Yeah,
or two things, and I didn't smoke.
Were you in Canada at one stage?
I went to Canada for the winter, and I stayed 4 years. But Dad took a stroke, and I had to come home. Probably would have gone to California though eventually.
And life just changed because your dad
changed. You just had to pack up and come home.
And your first season as player manager of Donegal, is that the season you win the first Ulster title and an All Star?
Yes, it was quite an accomplishment. But I had been a county minor team manager in 69 and 70 and the vacancy occurred and there was no one to do the job. So I said I was on the Ulster team. I said I would have a crack at it. And I was lucky enough to take the Ulster title the first year, which was great, and we got one 2 years later, which was even better. But then I got sacked.
You got sacked and you were rehired over and over again.
I was sacked three times.
Different stints, but across 4 decades.
Well, across 4 decades.
Incredible, because even your last stint was coming in to help out.
Well, actually,
you
I
were
was,
on the county
I,
board.
I was actually the county chairman.
Perfectly
and,
normal.
And I remember we had a function in Great Northern, and I had some of the 92 lads, and I tried 7 to see if they'd take the job, but none would bite on it. So I went back, the county executive asked me to go, and I said I'd just do the league, but so the league turned into 2.5 years.
Okay. Listen, we'll talk about yesterday's match with you in a second, but with us is the man that Michael Murphy described as his childhood hero, Brendan Devaney. Good morning to you.
Morning, Oliver.
You're with Donegal in the pre-Jimmy McGuinness era. Yeah. I'd say you were happy with yourself looking yesterday afternoon.
Listen, what a man, what a legend. In my era, we could have done a few of them badges at Brenna's on them there. We were out of control at times. But yeah, listen, Jim is commanding. Listen, 6 years now, so that's 5 semi-finals, 5 Ulsters. It was just interesting yesterday, you know, from 2014, from the Kerry game, which is looking like the three involved then, Patrick McBurdy, Ryan McHugh and Murphy, you know, their games yesterday and their influence on the game and that. So there's continuity there, but listen, no, even going back to 92, Brian had Jim on the squad there. So the common denominator of all these finals is Jim McGuinness.
There's a thread line, isn't there, all the way through? Because Jim, he was a young, scraggly teenager on the bench in 1992.
Learned from the best.
And he learned at the foot. Were you surprised, Brendan, at the performance from Donegal? They were at their absolute scintillating best.
Just think of the last 3 teams we played, Division 2 teams, when we went on a run of them. Now, it took the second half against Louth and Monaghan. We absolutely destroyed them. Now, I did feel a bit for Meath yesterday. You know, I think probably the Dublin and Kerry games, both sides weren't on it. It was the Galway game had me a bit, left up at a question mark, because if we were playing Galway yesterday, we'd have thought that was going to be a very, very tight match. So Meath had managed to overcome Galway, especially when Galway came back and hit them the 2-3. You thought, right, there's something about this Meath team. But when Donegal get at you and get about you, and I think going into the game, there was no doubting we were going to score heavily. It was about how much Meath would score. And as you see, once the game went against them,
they started missing badly.
We're playing with 6 or 7 half forwards in the team. So we're adept at sitting. So once we sit in a defensive shape and we break, there's so many ball players. They can drop the shoulder, go by people and open up the opposition defence. So it was a tough day at the office for Meath. Brian would know more semi-finals than me, but a 20-point victory, Brian, I don't think there's ever
been. I ran the heel of the hunt. I felt sorry for Meath, although I'm not a great Meath fan. I felt sorry. You know, it's hard to be beat by 20 points at Croke Park.
It's desperate, And they're very young lads too.
They are.
It was still a great season for them.
But it was still a good season, and they'd be kind of smiling away over Louth, having dethroned them in the Leinster final. What do you think now, Kerry, Brian?
Well, I have great belief in Jim McGuinness, and I think Jim will have a plan there for them. Anyway, I think the way we're playing football, they're playing the old style football and we're playing a running game, and I think our running game is going to put them to the sword. There's no doubt about that. They're coming from everywhere, Donegal, to score.
The assault and the turnovers is incredible, Donegal speed.
And the speed coming out of defence. We have great pace in the side, and I think Kerry will not cope with that. Now, because if you go back to the first 15 minutes against Tyrone, when Tyrone came at them, they had difficulty.
They did.
But Tyrone couldn't keep it up, couldn't sustain it, and that's where they fell.
Was it Tyrone falling apart, or did Kerry suppress them?
Well, the big midfielder, Joe O'Connor, I think is his name, he I believe he plays a bit of rugby as well. He had a powerful game in the middle of the field, and then of course, and the artist up front, himself and the brother, they're an awesome pair.
In fact, there was a dispute over whether Joe or David Clifford should be the man of the match on the Sunday game panel. But
well, I suppose if we're looking for scores, Clifford would definitely deserve the match. But for an overall performance, Joe had a great game.
Brendan, are they a one-man band though? Because they don't win when David Clifford is not in form, and he was absolutely extraordinary, wasn't he?
You're right. There's a very difference between the two teams. And there was a Sean O'Shea, obviously Potty, and then David, and their importance to the team. Donegal, even though Michael Murphy's in it, he's almost man of the match every game he plays. Yeah. He probably would have been yesterday, only had he come off. But Donegal seemed to have so many players that can step up and do damage. They don't seem as reliant on any player. Now, those players are unreal, and David is obviously the best forward in the country. But listen, we have a man called Brendan McCall, and I think the way they opened up, particularly Tyrone in the first half, the way they opened up and left space and isolated him, I think, as Brian was saying, Jim will have a plan for that. Sit tight, you know, negate. Now, of course, you have a 2-point threat coming around then, from, especially the likes of Sean O'Shea. But Donegal's defensive shape will be much tighter than Tyrone, so if you can negate them, I think going forward, there's a lot of fires for Kerry to worry about and try and put out.
Looking at David Clifford scoring, he was celebrating like he was in the Premier League, wasn't he? It was very unusual. I think there's a sort of a Kerry being written off a few times there, out to show people that they mean it.
The last couple of years, you look at how the game has been so negative on him. He obviously wasn't enjoying his football because he had two or three players around him all the time. I think now there's release.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with old Mulligan actually watching the game, and he was a bit peed off that he says this man's absolutely enjoying himself. It's like a training match for him. He was so far ahead everybody in the pitch, and it was tough on Hamsey because he was kind of left out to dry a bit. But you're right, he was just and when he's on that form, it's only a matter of how much he's going to score. So that's the job for Donegal.
Scored more than half of that. Kerry's tally in the end. Yeah. Well, Brian says Jimmy will have a plan and Donegal should get through. How are you feeling?
Yes, listen, you'd have to be confident. But listen, I think people were talking yesterday, it was an easy semi-final in the end.
It was, yeah.
But you know, when Jim's in there and the focus goes on between him and his backroom team, listen, this is completely forgotten about straight away. Looking ahead to Kerry, obviously they have some injury concerns, but I would say the Donegal forward line, which is operating at such a high level, you know, the battle inside between Foley, Murphy and Casey then with Murphy, Gallen and O'Donnell is going to be fascinating because they are the only one-on-ones we kind of see now. You know, will Donegal try and tag Paddy Clifford and try and shut down his influence on it and Sean O'Shea, and how far do they go out the pitch, because Donegal like to keep those extra numbers back in. So there's a big tactical battle going to be on, but it certainly is a fascinating one. Alvin are definitely the best two teams in Ireland.
Is that a long-winded, yeah, Donegal's going to win it? Or
no? That's my diplomatic one, yeah.
No answer to that one, but you're fairly confident anyway, Brian McInerney.
Very confident.
Listen, thanks, and enjoy the next, because the 2 weeks will be a great buzz, because there are rare occasions, Donegal.
It's better we have having four. You know, yeah. You know, it gives you
it
a better
be.
Buzz. You know,
was it longer?
Had the four.
It was always four, yeah.
So
it's a quick snap.
And by the way, you're very welcome to Bundoran again on behalf of the people of Bundoran. It's great to have you here.
Beautiful, beautiful weather. Thank you, Brian McInniff and Brendan Devaney. We're going to take a break. We'll be back here live from the Strand.